We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page Pei Tes, about to turn on to 178. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Ad Emas Ayochal Levarich, until when can a person bench? Ad She Yisakel HaMazon Shebemeyev, until the food that's in his stomach gets digested. The Kamesh Yiuro, when is that time? How does a person know when his food is digested? Kol Zman She'eno Ro'ev Machmas Oso Achila. So long that he is no longer hungry, he's not yet hungry because of the original achila, he can still bench. So long that the achila is still sticking around, that he's not hungry from that achila, he can still bench. But once he began becoming hungry, even if the food has not been completely digested, we judge him as if his food is completely digested. And so too, the same thing applies when it comes to eating fruit and drinking wine. If he is not hungry or thirsty or desiring those fruit or wine, he can still make his bracha achrona. If he's not able to evaluate if they were digested or not. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, who will explain back on the bottom of Pei Tes. Sivkoton Tezayin. We said in the Mechaber, until when can a person bench? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Amisha Shochach Velo Berach Dele'el Koi. This is going back to what we discussed in the last year of one who forgot to bench. At what point can he still bench? So we said, until the food is digested. What's that time? Kalzman She'enu Ra'iv. So long that he's not hungry again from the original Achila. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkoton Yudzayin, Kolzman She'enu Ra'iv, De'la'acha kach kvar botol oso ha'achila v'hifsid brichas ha'mazon. Once he already starts getting hungry, that achila is considered botol, and he has lost the chance to bench. Not only that, says the Mishnah Berurah in the top line of 178, V'im rotza le'achol ata mechadosh, if he now wants to eat more, Das ha'mogin Avram, she'yachzor v'yavarech ha'motzi, he has to go back and make another ha'motzi, afilu lo hisiach daito adayin. Even if he was not mesiach das from original achila, but he waited too long that he could no longer bench, he also, according to the Magen Avraham, will require a new bracha rishona. The kevan shenis akel hamazon, since the food was already digested, hifsid gam bracha harishona, he also loses out on his bracha rishona. Aval, however, like we discussed yesterday, harbe achronim pligi alei, many achronim argue on this Magen Avraham, v'savri, and they hold the bracha rishona lo hisid kol shalo hisiach daito bentayim. Even if he paused so long that he lost out on his bracha achrona, as long as he was not mesiach das from his achila, he does not require a new bracha rishona, and that seems to be the shita of most achronim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, the Mechaber said, machmas osa achila. If he has become hungry, or he has no longer become hungry from that achila, then he still can bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkoton Yudches, Nire Sheba Lafuke, it's coming to exclude a case, Imhu Mishaer, if he evaluates Sheba Oso Achila Levada Hoya Kvar Shir Lis Akil. Just from that Achila alone, he already waited the time that it would have been digested, Vayachoser Lios Ra'iv, and he theoretically would have been hungry again from that original Achila. But after some time passed, he already ate some more mizonos. So right now, he's not presently hungry from the original achila. But that's because a half hour after he finished eating his bread, he all of a sudden took a piece of cake. He had a separate achila of cake. And he realizes now that from his original achila, had he not eaten the extra food afterwards, he would be hungry now. The achakach niska shelo berach brichas hamazon, and only later he realizes that he never benched on his original achila. Achar achila harishona lo yochol levarech od brichas hamazon. Even though he's no longer hungry, but since he would have been hungry from his original achila had he not eaten the mizonos a half hour after the original achila, he's not able to go back and make a brichas hamazon on his original achila. Shekvar batal oso achila, that achila is already batal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this true? That if he ate bread, and then he paused a half an hour, and then he ate some mizonos, and now he feels a little while later that he's no longer hungry, and he still feels full, but he thinks to himself he only feels full because of the mizonos he had, but if it would have been just the suda, just the bread that he ate a while ago, he would have been hungry that he loses his bracha rishon. Now, when is that true? Sha'achar shegomar achiloso harishona isiach daito milechol od. That's after the first achilo, he took his mind off of eating anymore. And then he decided later to eat a little more. Avlim hoya hakol b'meshach su'uda achas. But if he was just having one lengthy su'uda, and his mind never went off the achila, kigomash regilim besudos gedolos, like we are rugged to have by these large su'udos, sheyoshvin kama v'kama shos, that we sit for many hours, you're at a chasna, you're sitting there for many hours, v'lefamim yeshir ikol me'achilas pasha achlu mitchila, and sometimes you have a sheer ikol from the original achila of pas that you had, still 3 hours later you could bench. Kavan de Besoch Meshach Hazeh Ochlin Parperos Vikisan Vishosin. Since during that 3 hour period you are eating other foods, other mezonos foods, other drinks, so hakol su'uda hachasi, it's all considered one meal, ukolonis akel mazon harishon dami. And it's as if the original achilo was not nisakel, was not digested, and you're good to go. So when do we say that if you ate bread an hour and a half ago, and then you ate bread 45 minutes ago, and now you realize that from the original achila bread, you wouldn't be hungry anymore, you would be hungry again, even though now you're not hungry because of the achila you just had 45 minutes ago, that you lose your benching, that's only if you were mesiach das from the original achila of pas, and then a little while later you ate more. But if you were never mesiach das, you had a lengthy suda and you were eating throughout, so even though you realize now from the original achila of bread, had you eaten nothing else, you'd be hungry, that doesn't matter, you still will be allowed to bench because it's viewed as one su'uda. If you look at note number 14, he points out a very interesting thing. Let's say a person is not eating a su'uda, but he's eating fruit, where the bracha achrona, as we know, is bari nefashos. And a little while later, he's drinking a drink, which also has a bracha achrona bari nefashos, v'rotze lishos bishtiyoso, and he wants to elongate his drinking, v'choshe shema yavor zman ikol me'achilas aperos, he's worried that maybe by the time he finishes his lengthy drinking, it might be a shir ikol from the time he ate his fruit. So Rav Vosner writes in the Shevet HaLevi, Shemashmos Divrei HaMishnah Bura, the Mashmos of our Mishnah that we just read, Shadover Tolui B'Shem Suda, that it's all totally on the name Suda, as the Mishnah Berurah ended off, HaKol Suda Achasi. It's all one Suda over here, it's dependent on a Suda. Sha'af Sheva Mitzios Hischil HaIkol. So even though the actual digestion of the original Achil of bread has begun, Mikomakom Kol Sheh Suda Achasi, so long that it's considered one Suda, Nechshav HaDover Shamozom Lo Nisakel Av Achar HaSuda. Since it has a shame of Suda Achas, we view it as if the food is not digested till after the Suda. Lefize, according to this, Ezra Vosner, Le'inyan Peiro She'en Achilosem Nechsheves Kesuda, when it comes to eating fruit and drinking afterwards where it does not have a shame Seuda, Lo Yoel Mashem Mamshech Lishtos, it doesn't help that which you are elongating your drinking afterwards. The Kevan She'overs Man Ikul Me'aperos Lo Yevarach Aleihem, and once the Zman Ikul ends from the Peiros, you can't make the Bracha Achrona. So says Ezra Vosner, since it's Otolio Anadin Suda, that does not apply by fruit, and therefore you will not have this Heter. So even though you plan on having the fruit and then you plan on drinking afterwards, if you wait through the drinking till the sheer ikol of the fruit, you will not be able to make that bracha achrona. Even though you might be able to make a bracha achrona on the drink, but let's say you're drinking very slowly where you wouldn't warrant the bracha achrona on the drink, so you wouldn't be able to make a bracha achrona on the original fruit. But then he writes in the brackets, V'hosef Rav Vosner adds on, Shachen lefi b'yirushal prim megadim. According to the pshat of the prim megadim, Shetzion m'shar tzion, that the shar tzion makes mention of, Shekol shemamshich ba'achiloso. The Prima Gadim says that so long that you elongate your achila, lo hisril ha'ikol b'mitzias. The mitzias is that the digestion does not start till you complete your achila. Im kein hu adin le'in your achilas peros yolo mashashosa bentayim. If that's true, that so long that you're still eating, the digestion doesn't start, then it wouldn't matter if it's a suda or if it's fruit and a drink. Either way, so long that you're still eating and the food's going into your body, the digestion doesn't start. Shari hemshech ashtiyah gorem Sviya mehamina rishon via ikol eino maschil. So that causes that the filling up and the ikol of the original achila of the fruit does not end. And according to that svar of the Prima Gadim, says Rav Osner, there wouldn't be a chiluk between a suda pas or an achila peros. Either way, the digestion did not start, and therefore you would still be allowed to make the bracha achrona, even though the sheer ikol of the original achila has passed. We're going to hold over the questions if you don't mind, because there's a lot to do. At the end, if we have time, we'll take questions. Sifkoton yutes. Sifkoton yutes is going on that which the Mechaber said, that besides the Sude, he says, V'chein le'inyin achilas peros ushtias yayin. So too, when it comes to eating fruit or drinking wine, if you're no longer hungry or thirsty for those fruit, so you can still make the bracha achrona. Says the Mishabur in yutes, lav dafka those fruit, elo she'eno toiv l'shum peros. It means you're not hungry for any fruit. Hu simen shel nesachil adayim b'meyav. So long that you're not hungry for anything else, that's a sign that the food is not digested, and therefore you could still make a bracha achrona. And the Mechaber ended off and said, you could be mevarich im ein yodei l'shar im nisakel. Since you're not yet hungry for fruit, so you could still make a bracha achrona, even though you do not know how to evaluate exactly the shir ikol of the original achila. Says the Mishabura in Sifkatan Chaf, v'chol zek is she'ochol kol tzarko me'alechem o me'aperos. This idea of evaluating, am I still full, am I hungry again, if whether you can make the bracha achrona or not, that's all talui if you ate till you were full of the bread or the fruit. But if you only ate a little bit, all you had was one apple. The chafetz lechol ol, and you really wanted to eat more. Elo shelo hoyo lo yoser mizeh, you just didn't have any more. So all you had was that one fruit and you stopped eating it. Then it's very hard to evaluate the shir ikol, which we're saying is dependent on when you become hungry again. Why? Because right after you finished the apple, you were still hungry. You would have eaten another apple, you just didn't have any more. And therefore, many achronim, right in this case, where you did not eat till you were full, you only ate one fruit, and you would have eaten more, but you didn't have it, and you don't know how to evaluate it. In that case, the achronim write, then we evaluate the time it takes to walk 4 mil. That is 72 minutes. And that's the famous idea that we say has 72 minutes passed. Really, that din does not apply to a suda that you eat your full, because then you can still make the bracha achrona until you're still full from the suda. You can still bench. But this comes up as the Mishabura brings down, we'll see in the postgame, it's not so pashut, but the Mishabura is bringing that down only if when you ate originally you were not full. You only ate a little bit and you would have eaten more. And you can't evaluate the bracha achrona based on whether you're hungry again because you were hungry from the beginning. So then we say, you know you have at least 72 minutes to make a bracha achrona on the smaller achila. But there's a very important note over here, note number 15. Ulechatchila kosav aruch ha-shulchan. The aruch ha-shulchan writes, Ulechatchila afilu imocha kol tzarko ve'inu ra'iv. The Rosh Hashulchan says, even if you did eat a whole suda, you ate till you were full and you're no longer hungry, ein laharich yoser misha v'chomesh. You might not be hungry for the next 4 hours afterwards. You had such a big Shabbos suda, but he says, lachatchilu, you should not wait 4 hours to bench. You shouldn't wait more than 72 minutes. V'chein kosav Rav Yoshev, shalachatchilu, ein lismoch al hadover, ulahantin yoser misha v'chomesh. Rav Yoshev writes the same thing, lachatchilu, you should not wait more than 72 minutes. Ki ein anu b'kiyim l'shar b'diyuk ma'u hazman shekvar ein aroiv. We're not so precise in realizing when we are hungry, we're not hungry. V'chein kosav agon ha'shom zaman arbach. So we have over here from the Aruch HaShulchan, Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yoshev, they all say that even though it comes clear from the halacha that you can still make the bracha achrona, or you can still bench so long that you're not hungry, but l'chatchila, one should not wait till that point, you should not wait more than 72 minutes, because it's hard to evaluate exactly when you are hungry, you're not hungry, you're sort of hungry, it's very hard to us evaluate, so therefore you should take the shir, even though the shir is really brought down, as we just mentioned in the Mishabura, l'gabi nachila that you had that didn't fill you up. But Achila filled you up, you have much longer. But still they say, one should be machmir and should not bench or have a bracha achrona from a suda that was filling unless it's within 72 minutes. Back to the Mishabura, again, kasu habri achronim, that if you ate a little bit, and then you waited, you have misharinam bazeh, akde hiluch arba milit, shu ayan beiz minit, you have till you can walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes, v'ad kideish shir zeh mukhiyav levarich. And until that shir, you'll be mukhiyav to bench, to make the bracha achrona, shebevadai lo nisakel afilu achila mu'etes b'shir mu'a kazeh. Because that you know for sure, your food did not get digested in such a short amount of time. So it's a guarantee the food doesn't start digesting for 72 minutes, and therefore you know you for sure have 72 minutes. That's where it comes in. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter v'yeshim achronim shemetzadidim. There are some achronim that have a tzad to say, Dim ochal achilim u'etes. In this exact case that we're discussing in the Mishnah Berurah, you had a small achila, v'shah kodem sheberach birchas hamazon, and you paused before you benched, v'eino yodea l'shair in this achil hamazon, you're not sure whether it was digested, it wasn't digested, avshu b'soch shir arba milon, even though it's within 72 minutes, Yochol alkol ponem od kezayas pas. The best eitzah is to eat another kezayas of bread. V'achakach yivarach b'chaz hamazon. And then you should bench. Val oso pas she'ochel ein tzarach levarach hamotzi mechadosh im lo asiyat ayitim le'achol od. And assuming you wouldn't make siyat asam yirachila, even though it was an hour since you last ate, but you're not sure if it was digested or not, you're not sure if you're hungry or not, even though you're within the 72 minutes, you should eat another kezayis, and if you weren't meisiyat das, no bracha, eat another kezayis and then bench. Umikomokom ein lo pas, but if you have no more bread, yesh lismuch asvara rishona, we can rely on the first svar that was brought in this Mishnah Berurah, ulevarech birchas hamazon ad shir arba milin, and you can bench on that small achila so long that you know you're within the 72 minutes, the kanal, the ayin bir alacha. Let's go weiter in the mechaber sivav, let's finish the simen. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see a few important notes and an interesting chazanish. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Shir Achila Levarech Aloha Birchas Hamazon B'Kezayas. The Shir Achila in order to bench is the Shir of a Kezayas. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Aleph, Levarech Aloha Birchas Hamazon, the Shir that you require benching, Af Agav De Bracha Rishona Tzarech Levarech Afilo HaKol Shehu, even though a Bracha of Hamotzi is required, even if you want to have one crumb of bread, Hasam mishum da'aser lehonos me'olam hazeh b'li bracha. That's because it's usher to get any benefit from olam hazeh without making a bracha, and therefore for bracha rishona, we make a bracha rishona on a kol shehu. But when it comes to bracha achrona, you will not make a bracha achrona of birchas hamazon, or any bracha achrona, until you eat the shiur of a kezayis. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chavbeis, Hainu midrabanan. This shiur of a kezayis is the shiur that requires benching on a drabanan level. Avam midaraisa eino chayav levarach birchas hamazon, but midaraisa one is not required to bench, ki im kishaochal dafka shir svia, unless he ate the amount of food that fills him up. Shenemar viochalta v'savata uveirachta, because the pasuk says you should eat, you should be satisfied, and you should bench, and therefore you're not chayav midaraisa benching till you have a shir svia. The shir svia mashma misefer achinuch de eno shava b'chaladam. The shir svia is not equal by all people. Elo kol echad yodea sviaso. Each person knows what fills him up. When that person gets filled up, he eats the shir that fills him up. Then he has to bench midaraisa. The imdarko tamid lecho kedei mechiaso levad. If you have a very kadosh person who only eats what he needs to get by, he doesn't eat till he's full. Gamzen nechsha svia. So for him, that's what he normally eats. Even though he doesn't eat till he's full, he just eats what he needs for Mechiyas Olavad. That's considered his Shir Sviya, and that for him will require a benching Da'araisa. Now I'd like to read part of a Bir Halacha starting on this page on page Tzadi. It's a long Bir Halacha. The first part starts off. There are other shitas that say Kezayis is Rabbanan, Kebeyah is Da'araisa, but we hold Be'ikr, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that a Kezayis requires benching with the Rabbanan, and you have to be full to require benching the Araisa. So I'd like to read in the Bir Halacha on page Tzadi, about halfway down this Mishnah Berurah, the first words on the line are Vida'od. I'd like to read from there. So we are in the Bir Halacha, Divra Maskil B'Kezayis, which begins on 178, but we're halfway down the second half of the Bir Halacha on page Tzadi. Vida'od, you should know further. The Af L'Shitas Rov HaPoskim, even according to the opinion of majority of Poskim, the Ba'in and Sviya Mamish, like we're saying now in the Mishnah Berurah, that you require Sviya for benching the Araisa. Mikomakom Bechola Ozakein, if you have a sick person or an old person, O Shekfar Ocham Mikodem, or a person who ate previously, and now he's eating a little bit more afterwards, V'Soveya Ayidei Kezayis Obekebeitza, so this sick person doesn't have such an appetite, or the older person, or the person who just ate a half hour ago, so he's not so hungry now, and he eats one kezayis and he gets satisfied. L'kuli alma mechuyav min haTorah levarich. He's mechuyav midaraisa and benching, because l'maisa he's full. Kevan mikoma kumusaveya. That is the chiddush of the Radvaz. And in note number 19, he explains what the chiddush is. In note number 19, he writes, V'chein l'gabi kviya suda v'pasal b'kisnin. We have the Beralacha telling us the same thing. L'gabi kviya suda v'pasal b'kisnin. Shenaro zaken, a child or an older person. Sh'achilosa mu'etes mitzad tivam. That by nature, they eat a smaller amount. Im ochlu shir she'darkon likbo alav tamid. If they eat the shir that normally a child or an older person are kovei on, chayovim b'birchas hamazon, they're chayovim b'birchas hamazon for that shir of pasal b'kisnin. Kevon shekov b'nei mina mistapkin b'shir achilazu. Because that's how their category is normally satisfied with that amount of food. V'achidish bazeh bir Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe explains, what's the chidish over here? Shehayim makom lomrar, there would be place to say, Shekevon she'ein derech svia l'rov b'nei adam, since it's not the way a normal person fills himself up, ein zeh nechsha svia. I might think it's not considered svia. Or mishum, or maybe, she'ein ha-svia machmas achilas ha-pas. This sick person who is eating a little bit of bread and getting full, his svia is not from the bread, elo machmas ha-machalot. It's because of his illness that he's getting filled up. V'chulshus ha-zikna, or the older person because of his weakness. L'chein ishmiyanu, she'kevan she'al kolponim saveya mizeh. Therefore, the Be'alach is telling us in the Radvaz, since the bottom line is, he is now full, ha-reyu chayav b'birchas ha-mazah midaraisa. He's chayav b'meshi midaraisa. And therefore, I think I heard Shlomi say quietly, and he's correct, Shal Shudas, sometimes you start Shal Shudas. That's an example of a case where you ate before, you're not really so hungry, and you're eating, so you got filled up with very little. That would be an achila that's requiring benching midaraisa. Because Lamaisa, the fact is, you ate a kazayas, and now you're full, you're chayv benching daraisa. Says the Be'alach of Eiter, the Hinei Ra'isi B'Pri Megadam Shekosav, I saw in the Pri Megadam where he writes, the Mistabrilo, that it's logical to him, the Ba'inon Sviya Mipas Levad. They have to be filled up from bread alone. The Ozu Chayav Min HaTorah, and then and only then are you Chayav and mentioning the Araisa. The nearly Pashit, says the Chavetz Chaim, it appears to me obvious. The Ein Kavanoso B'misha Ochal Eze Dover L'Lafes Es HaPas. He doesn't mean to exclude, you know, the falafel that's in the pita, or the cheese that's on the pizza, or the lox that's in the bagel. He doesn't mean to exclude something that's mamish eating with the bread. That's pashit, that the thing that's coming, lalafes as a pas, is a contributor to the svia. Shekenu derech achila, that's a normal way of eating. Elo b'sha'ochol sha'orei dvar mifnei atzman. But if you first ate, you know, four apples before you wash on your bagel, then that's what the Prima Gada means, that if you're not full from the bagel, you're not going to be chayv in the raisa, because you're really full from the four apples you had. But if it's from the apples and the meat you're eating with, if it's from the bread with the meat you're eating with it together, so of course you would be chayv. Look at note number 20. V'chein kosav ha-chazanish. The Chazanish writes the same thing. Shadas nota, that it's logical. Kedivri ha-Prima Gada. She'enu chayv brichas ha-mazal min ha-Torah ad she'yochal kashir sviyam min ha-pas. It's logical, like the Prima Gada. Likely the Chazanish would be masking to what the Mishnah to Beralacha said. Umisha ochal besudaso pachos mikazayas pas. This is very important, especially for women and children. One who ate a suda and he had less than a kazayas of bread, the losava meapas elam mishara minim shayu besuda. He got filled up from the chulent and all the other food at the suda, but he didn't eat a kazayas of bread. Rav Moshe writes, "Shelochora ain't tzarich levarach brichas hamazon. He can't bench lo midaraisa v'lo midarabanan. Not from the Torah, not from the Rabbanan. He didn't eat a kazayas of bread." Mishum she'achila p'chusam mikazayas ain't an achsheves ka'achila klal. That's not an achila bread, and therefore a person has to make sure that he and his family members eat a kazayas of bread at a Shabbos suda, where some people take one bite and that's it. But if they want a bench, then they have to have a kazayas of bread. We also saw some poskim that said that if you want to pat the other foods from a bracha, you also have to have a kazayas. We saw that from the Dogom Revava, if you remember, why you should eat achila right away at the beginning of the suda, because there was that Dogom Revava that we should be choshish for. Let's finish up the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha, v'inei lashon radvaz hanal. But according to the Radvaz that we just saw before, it's mashma l'chora de'im kvar ochal eze davar, that if you ate some food before, the siyem sviyoso aydei achilas kazayas pas, and then you completed your sviya through achila of bread, through a kazayas of bread, mahani l'chiyav min ha-Torah. The Radvaz told us that if you had achila before, if you're sick or you're old and you had a kazayas, or you ate before and you're now mashlum with a kazayas of pas, who cares? L'maisi, you're full, you have to bench the raisa. So says Brim Gadim, the imari sha'ochal mikodem gam came pas pshita de chayiv. If he's talking about a case where you ate the bread before, of course you're chayiv. So it must be that the Ravaz is mashma, not like the Prima Gadim. Because the Prima Gadim says that it has to be dafka, because it has to be that your svia is from the pas. The Radva says, even if you ate things before and then you had a kazaisa pas, and together they fills you up, then you're going to be chayv and benching, daraisa. So clearly the Radvaz would be unlike the Prima Gadol. That's the Bir Lahav points out first. And then he says, achyei shlitchos. You could say that the Radvaz is not really against the Prima Gadol. The Mairi, the Radvaz is discussing a case, she'ochal pas mikodem lazeh, that you ate bread before, ubeirach birchas hamazon, and you benched already. Shlomi's case, you ate one suda and you benched already. And then he's saying, you wash again, you eat only kazayis and you're full, then you're going to bench. But again, the svi is just coming from the bread. Because Lamaisa, now he's eating his fill and he's getting filled up just from midi design from the bread. And it could be, therefore, that there's not really a machlokos over here between the Prima Gadol and the Radvaz. But if you look at note number 22, he says, the achazonish kosov, shafilu im sova bitziruf ha'achila hakodemes, even if his svia is in conjunction with his previous achila, mikomokom kevan shigomar es sudas hakodemes below svia, since he finished his first suda without being full, the siach es daituk farmilecho, he took his mind off achila, kishaocha laachar mikain kizayis eino chaya bebirchas hamazon min haTorah. Now it says the Chazon Ish, if a person ate and then he was mesiyah das from his achila, and let's say he benched midrabanan, and now he eats more, that now fills him up altogether, says the Chazon Ish, it's not going to be mitzaref to require a birchas hamazon min haTorah. That's what he says. Even though his first achila he wasn't full, and now by his second achila he's now getting full, it would not be mitzaref to his first achila to require a benching midaraisa. Then he says, in the notes they write, V'yeshlodun l'fi zeh mashekosov l'inyan mishashosal achar birchas hamazon shemischayv l'idekar birchas hamazon matorah. They tzushtel over here in the notes, a Chazon Ish that's brought down in the back of the Sefer, in note 34, I'll just read it to you, but the Chazon Ish there says something that seems to be a stira in the Chazon Ish. I don't think it's a stira, but they seem to think that it's that there's yeshlodun between them. Here he says that you ate an achila bread, you bench midrabanan, then you eat more bread afterwards, which fills you up. You're not chayv and benching daraisa, they're not mitzarif. But the Chazon Ish writes it over here, based on the Ramah that we had brought down previously. The Ramah, we didn't get to the Ramah, but we saw previously, based on the Mordechai, that there are some who say that you're not chayv midaraisa and benching unless you drank. And if you left your suda off thirsty, you're not chayv midaraisa. The Chazon Ish writes that according to this, one who was thirsty before he benched, and after he benched, he then drank, he's then going to be chayev on his drinking a birchas hamazon daraisa. Because when he benched, he was only chayev in the rabbana because he was thirsty. After he benched, he took a drink, and now he satisfied his thirst. So now the suda kicks in, he's chayev in birchas hamazon daraisa. Because the benching he did at that point was only with the rabbana. The Chazon Ish says, in this case, you're going to be chayev in benching daraisa. So they seem to point out a discrepancy that why, when it comes to one achila that was not kedei svia, which wasn't chayiv midaraisa and benching, and now after benching you eat more until you have a kedei svia, the Chazon Ish says you don't have to make another benching now daraisa. But when it comes to eating and you leave off thirsty, we only chayiv and benching daraisa the rabbanan, and then you drink afterwards. Now the Chazon Ish says you are chayiv and benching daraisa. Now you have to bench again. So what's the chiluk? He seems to say v'yesh lodun. So I want to just suggest an answer. What I thought is that he says clearly when it comes to the achila that you were meisiach das from the first achila. You had one achila. You were meisiach das. You took your mind off the suda. A person sometimes ends his suda not being full, and now you're having a new suda, so it's not mitzarif. But if a person left off his suda thirsty, so he's not meisiach das. If you look in the Chazon Ish, he doesn't say the words meisiach das. He would never meisiach das, even though he benched. That's because he didn't have something to drink then. Now he gets something to drink afterwards. He was never mesiyah das. He was thirsty. He wanted to drink. His mind was on the drink the whole time. Even though he's benching now, he's only yotzei benching the raisa. If he gets a drink afterwards, since he wasn't mesiyah das in the original achila, the drinking after the birchas hamazon will be mesiyah to the original achila, and now, according to the Chazon Ish, would be mechayven to make a birchas hamazon the raisa. That's my thought, to make a chilah between these two Chazon Ishes. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we'll start the new siman tomorrow.